Welcome to Rants and Reason. I am Chuck.
I am Karen.
I am a liberal.
And I am a conservative. And as Abraham Lincoln reminds us, we are not enemies. We are friends.
We are friends, and we are doing our first installment of Meme Monday.
Meme Monday, that's right, where we ask our listeners to send us the craziest, most ridiculous memes that they get throughout the week. We pick a few of them and we pick them apart. We break them down and tell the truth.
And show how you're being misled by things that look like they make sense, but they really don't.
Exactly. And you have the first example for us, right?
I do. It is a chart of federal spending.
Okay.
And on the graphic, it says, look closely at this chart of federal spending. Somewhere within the tiny orange sliver at the bottom is the food stamp program that Republicans blame for the deficit. Now, it shows us as spending 57% of our budget on the military and 1% on food stamps.
Wow.
This is actually an accurate graph if you were to do discretionary spending.
And there it is. Yep.
There it is. Mm-hmm. But our budget is made up of two parts.
Okay.
Discretionary spending and mandatory spending. Mandatory being the entitlement programs like Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare.
Right.
We have no control over those. Those are obligations.
Right.
And they make up the greater part of our budget.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to add that into this chart, it would show you that military spending is only 16%. Of our
I see. And we're actually going to post both charts on our Facebook page, right? Isn't that the plan?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this is designed to make the Republicans look like just horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
And it misrepresents greatly. And if they would put one word in there, discretionary spending, they would have to change everything.
Right. Right. It's crazy how manipulative things can be. Well, the meme that I chose made claims regarding Barack Obama's presidency. According to this particular meme, Barack Obama caused 8 years of war, the lowest economic growth in American history, a record number of mass shootings, record number of people on food stamps, record high health insurance costs, record high national debt, the worst rioting since 1967, and the highest poverty level in American history. So, there you go.
So, he basically burned the country down to the ground.
Apparently. Apparently, we are all no longer here. Right. So, the first one, war. This is a completely unfair representation. Obama inherited wars. The Afghanistan war actually started in 2001, and we've been in Syria and Iraq for about 6 years. There are many, many dangers in the world, and President Trump is going to be dealing with war just like President Obama did. In fact, right now, there's a lot of extra conflicts to watch. We have Turkey and Yemen, the Lake Chad Basin, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, South Sudan, the Ukraine, among many, many others. The second one, the lowest economic growth in American history. Okay, technically this is sort of true, but it doesn't tell the whole story. I mean, America has had to crawl out of the deepest hole since the Great Depression. And the economy has also been dragging because baby boomers have started to retire and growth began slowing down in many areas since the 1970s. So although President Obama's economic recovery was slow, it was also very long-lasting. And according to economic researcher Edward Yardini, when you look at all the range of metrics, Obama's recovery was weak, but it was definitely not the worst in history. When it comes to mass shootings, many websites state that there were more mass shootings under President Obama than any other president, but they weren't compiling accurate data. What they were doing was making the criteria different under President Obama's presidency than they were any other president's. So with other presidents, they were just looking at incidents that fit the society's idea of a mass shooting, large crowds, those types of things. They didn't factor in domestic violence issues and things of that nature, and they did under President Obama. So it skewed the numbers and made the numbers look a lot higher. But all of that really doesn't even matter because so far President Trump's presidency has already experienced more mass shooting casualties than President Obama's. So that one isn't even relevant anymore. On record high number of people on food stamps, just like economic growth, the claim that there were record numbers of people on SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, it's partially true, but it doesn't take into consideration the whole picture. So basically, there was an uptick in SNAP in response to the recession. So there were 2 months in 2011 where we hit a record high, but it was very, very, very close to the second high that we've had, which was in 1994, and also due to a recession. So it was just a 2 month time period in 2011 that was relevant. When it comes to health insurance, Republicans say that the average health insurance premium has increased by about $4,000 under President Obama, and that's right, but it's a much slower rate of growth than under President George W. Bush. In fact, employer-sponsored premiums have been growing at moderate rates for the past few years. Under Bush, the average family premiums, including what both employers and employees pay, went up about $4,677 in his last 6 years in office. That's where it was. So from 2002 to 2008, that equaled an increase of about 58%. About $4,200 growth under Obama is a 33% increase. So if we look at Bush's first 6 years, the discrepancy gets even bigger. From 2000, the year before Bush, to 2006, the average family premium went up $5,000, or an increase of 78%. So Bush's numbers were actually a lot worse than Obama's when it came to healthcare. On the question of whether or not Obama caused record national debt, FDR's presidency increased the most percentage-wise. Obama's presidency grew the most dollar-wise, but this followed Bush, who actually rose the debt in a very significant way. Bush added a 101% increase from Clinton. Obama increased the spending 74% from Bush, and interestingly, Trump is projected to increase Obama's numbers by 41% when you look at his proposed 2019 budget. Overall, President Trump's proposed spending is very, very close to President Obama's. So their numbers are very, very close. So if you are thinking that his budget is going to be less than Obama's, you would be wrong. It's not going to help the deficit at all. The claim that America saw the worst riot since 1967 is just simply untrue. It is true that polling showed that race relations were at the weakest point that they had been since the 1992 Rodney King riots, but that does not mean that we've had the worst rioting under President Obama. What we did have was more media reporting of the riots that occurred. So the public perception was much, much worse, which is what led to the polling numbers showing that race relations were so strained. It had a lot to do with optics.
Yeah, the media loves a riot.
Yep, they sure do. When it comes to the question of poverty, the number of people in poverty rose, just not as fast as the population in general. In 2016, just over 40 million Americans were still living below the poverty line. Under George W. Bush, the number went up by more than 8 million, after going down by more than 6 million under Clinton. So, again, we're looking at something Bush started and Obama didn't exactly fix. So that's kind of what that situation showed. So obviously,
yeah, we have an interesting chart. I'm sorry to interrupt. We have an interesting chart that shows the change in poverty rate over Obama's 8 years. The poverty rate actually went down.
Right. And we're going to be showing that on the Facebook. It is really interesting how all of those that so many of the facts in that meme, the alternative facts in that meme, had a grain of truth to them, but they were just highly manipulated. I think it's just crazy.
If they weren't put in their proper context.
Exactly.
You could say, yes, they're true, but in context, they're not really accurate.
Exactly. And we're actually going to be talking about that on a future episode where the way we word in America, the way that in politics we word things a certain way, and we're going to be talking about all the different logical fallacies that are in speech and how to identify them so that when you see a meme, you'll be able to look at it and know exactly what was done to make that so manipulative. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm learning a lot when I'm looking at memes. I'm able to kind of immediately identify what is manipulative about that. So I'm definitely looking forward to that episode. So you want to share with us the last meme we have here?
The last one was the one that bothered me the most. And it is a picture of Waco burning. Mm-hmm. And it said, when the federal government talks about protecting children from crazy people with guns, remember, they think that surrounding the children and setting them on fire is an acceptable option.
This is just crazy. This is just, why would you even have this? I don't.
Well, it's
used by
not what happened. It is used by pro-gun groups to instill fear into people that the government's going to burn your children alive, so you better arm yourself to the teeth. But there's two real ironies in here, and this is that investigation after investigation showed that the Branch Davidians did, in fact, start the fires themselves.
Right.
That the government didn't do that. The other irony is they were armed to the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were more well-armed than any militia that you're going to find. They killed a number of ATF agents.
Right, which is why...
And it still didn't help them.
Right. Well, that's why the FBI and the ATF had to come in so hard, was because of how well-stocked,
well-armed they were, yes.
Right. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, so it's very misleading, and conspiracy theorists still perpetuate this falsehood that the government burned down Waco.
Mm.
They didn't burn down Waco. Look it up, read it, look at everything you can. If you still believe they burned down Waco, you probably think 9/11 was an inside job.
Right, and there's nothing we can do to change your mind. There's
right.
just, but... We hope that you do start to look up the facts behind any memes that you see that that cause an emotional reaction, because usually if it causes an emotional reaction, it's probably not true. So we
right.
want to thank every one of our listeners that submitted a meme to us. Do it again this week so we can break down a few more next week. And we just appreciate all of you listening. We would love for you to join us at our Facebook group. It's very interactive. We have a lot of people talking on there, and it's pretty cool. It's the Rants and Reason podcast group on Facebook. So we would love for you to find us there. You can follow us on Twitter at Rants Reason, and you can listen to us at Podbean, Stitcher, and iTunes. And you can find us on our website at rantsandreason.org. We appreciate all of you, and thank you for listening.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.